First Samuel and the verse 27 in the chapter 1. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Here is the mother Hannah. The child is a little boy. His name is Samuel. She has him beside her. Probably her hand is on his head. She's before the priest. She's telling the priest with her hand on the child. She says, for this child I prayed. Hannah prays for her child. It's a wonderful thing, prayer. And people have different burdens. But mothers, they have burdens for their children. And mothers are great in prayer for their children. Mothers are quiet. Mothers are not forward. Men are forward in the work of God. But mothers, they are mighty in prayer. And this mother prayed for Samuel. Even his name tells us that. Because his name is formed from a verb to ask. And God is in the name. So ask of God. She asks of God for this son. She prays for this son, not only that she might have him, but that he might be preserved, that he may know God, that he may be used of God. And Samuel became the mighty man that he was because this woman could say, for this child, I prayed. And boys and girls, you should be thankful if you have mothers that pray for you, parents that pray for you. You should be thankful and you should recall their prayers and you should not resist their prayers, but you should let God work in your heart and in your life in answer to their prayers. I want to tell you the story about a great famous Christian minister in Scotland. His name was the Reverend Thomas McCrae. Now there were two famous Thomas McCraes. There's the elder and there is his son, the younger. But I'm speaking of the elder. He was born in a place called Dunce, about 40 miles from Edinburgh, in the year 1772. He's famous for many things, most of all his great biography of John Knox, the Scottish reformer, and also of Andrew Melville. But you know, he wasn't a Christian when he was a young boy. Whenever he went to study in Edinburgh, he had to make the journey, a 40-mile journey to Edinburgh, and he wasn't a Christian. And his mother was very, very concerned about him because he would be getting into company, he'd be away from the restraints and the protection of the home. So she was very, very concerned about him, becoming more earnest in prayer for him and journeying with him part of the way to Edinburgh and giving him her last counsels to know the Lord and to love the Lord and to keep from sin and to be looking to Jesus Christ for salvation and for grace. And not only did she counsel him, but after they had proceeded along the way, she took him over a fence into a field and they went into the cover behind a rock. And she prayed with him, prayed over him, that God would give him grace and salvation and protect him and preserve him and make him a mighty man of his in the land. And you know, Reverend McCrae, he always remembered that, and he says that was one of the greatest impacts upon his life, a praying, earnest mother. And it changed him from that time. And he did become a Christian, and he became a faithful servant of the Lord. And whenever he would preach around the churches, he would very often tell of that story of that day. A praying mother made a great influence on him. So mothers, don't you be discouraged. You pray on for your children. That's your duty. That's your calling. You were given them. Now you have to pray them into the kingdom. And may the Lord give you grace to do that. And hear your prayers too. And children, don't you go against the parents' prayers. They're praying that you'll be good. They're praying that you'll not be snatched by the devil into bypass ways of wickedness and sin. And whenever you're tempted to sin, you remember that. You remember a praying mother. And don't you go against your mother's prayers. Alright? You remember your mother's prayers. And don't go against them at any time. Let us pray.